Second Samuel.
Second Samuel, I believe, chapter 6. This is the portion where the ark was brought back. Because of the time, I want to shorten how much we read. Let's begin at verse 12. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12. And it was told King David, saying, "The Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom unto the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they had bare the ark of the Lord, they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. Down to verse 20. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself." And David said unto Michal, listen carefully, "It was before the Lord. It was before the Lord." "It was before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord, and I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight. And of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor." Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death. I want to speak a little about worship. I've read in some writings of the older brethren, I believe particularly Mr. Darby, that those that often take part in meetings, in ministry, when it comes to the Lord's table, they should be hesitant to participate vocally. After all, it's their habit to speak. Perhaps it's easy for them to speak. But the Lord's table is not a time for gift to be displayed or exercised. It's a time for worship. And it's a beautiful thing when at the Lord's table, those who are quiet in other meetings and you never hear from, but you hear them offer up worship. It's a very blessed experience when that happens. But it could be that many times those who do offer up worship may make mistakes in things they say, or perhaps their manner is not so eloquent, or perhaps not even pleasant to look at. Maybe they get emotional, shed tears, their voice breaks, and so on. But it is heartwarming, isn't it, to hear people offer up worship. I don't want to exalt our brother Ben. I really appreciated the offering of thanks this morning at the Lord's table. I wish I heard it more often. But this is my point in reading you this story. You have to be very careful about criticizing worship. What we have here is we have David. He said, I will be more base in mine own sight. He didn't care about himself. He forgot all about himself. His love for the Lord, his excitement for having the ark back, caused him to just forget about himself. Forget about what he looked like. Forget about what people think. It was before the Lord. And I'm sure before the Lord it was a beautiful thing. She was his wife. Perhaps she was embarrassed. But she criticized him. And it says she had no child unto the day of her death. There are a lot of things which stifle worship. Think for oneself, the fear of saying something wrong or embarrassing oneself is probably a primary reason for being quiet and not offering up worship. That really is based in pride. It seems here David had completely abandoned pride in his love and his appreciation, excitement for the Lord. No pride. But if you criticize others' worship, think about it. You sit there and you evaluate and you criticize worship. How easy is it going to be for you to worship? Indeed, you may end up barren. You'll end up barren when it comes to worship. You'll notice that Michael was Saul's daughter. And I think those particularly inclined or in danger of criticizing worship may be those who come from households that have been amongst the gathered saints for more than one generation. Her father had been king first. I just want to encourage the saints, especially those who don't feel they have any gift or are not eloquent, to worship, to offer up, though it may be simple, offer up what is due to the Lord. I think the wisdom in advising those that minister in meetings to hesitate at the Lord's table is not just for them, because I fear that those that are used to ministering can offer up some very nice worship, eloquent, perhaps full of scriptures, almost ministering in their worship because it's their gift and it's their habit. But it might lead our children to think that it has to be that way. So they can't worship unless they can do that good. They can't worship unless they can come up with something that good. But wouldn't you agree as you read about the Lord Jesus, and I don't mean to say that those who offer up such worship and the gifted brothers that may offer up worship are in any way displaying, putting on a religious show. I don't intend to say that at all, and I'm not. But if you think about the Lord Jesus, the one that we worship, and you read about him when he walked here, if one thing is clear, he had no tolerance for religious show, did he? He had no tolerance whatsoever for hypocrisy, for religious show. Clearly, it was distasteful to him, and it still is. He hasn't changed. So I just say this by way of encouragement, especially to the younger ones. And not just to the younger ones, but to older ones too, who tend not to feel that they're capable of taking part in meetings. When it comes time for us to remember the Lord, and you have appreciation in your heart, and you just have that urge, if I could put it that way, to give thanks, don't wait till you have it right. Don't wait till you got it right. The Lord is going to listen to your heart. And you should be like David and say, it's before the Lord. I don't care about what people think of me. I don't care about myself. I just want to offer him the praise and the worship that he deserves. It is before the Lord. Just say that to yourself. It is before the Lord.
Can we sing number 173?
Hymn number 173. Father, to my Lord shall come.
pray together. Our God and Father, we just thank Thee for another opportunity to have Thy Word opened, and we just thank Thee for Thy working in our lives for good. And we just pray that as we would deal with the sufferings, trials of everyday life, that we might look to Thee for help and that Thou wouldst have the glory as a result of our lives. We just pray, too, that we might know Thee, we might feel free to worship Thee and not be ashamed of our weakness or whatever it is. We just thank Thee for Thy love to us that we can have confidence in. We would just thank Thee again for this time and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.